Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Assistant Editor Skylar Jeremias. In April 2020, Samsung Bioepis launched Ontruzant, a biosimilar for trastuzumab in the U.S. market in partnership with Merck. The company launched the same drug in Europe in 2018, and it was the first trastuzumab biosimilar in Europe. This earlier release of biosimilars in Europe is not an anomaly, as Europe has had a much easier time developing and launching biosimilars than the US, thanks to their decade-long head start in the industry. We sat down with Dr. Sang-Jin Pak, the Executive Vice President of Samsung Bioepis' Commercial Division, to discuss the differences between the US and Europe. So, Dr. Pak, please, could you compare the U.S. market for biosimilars with the European market, starting with the U.S.?
Yeah, sure. So if you look at the latest launches, especially in oncology, they're actually quite successful and the uptake is steep. And we see that among both payers and providers and also patients, that the acceptance level is actually increasing significantly. So we remain very optimistic for the U.S. market and believe that biosimilars in general, but also our biosimilars from Samsung Bioepis will play a very important role for increasing access to patients, but also for, you know, making healthcare systems more efficient. If we now take a look at Europe, and Europe is not a single market, but it's a very diversified place with lots of different countries and lots of different market archetypes. So, for example, you have some countries like maybe Norway, Denmark, where you have a more centralized tender system where the uptake and the pull-through is very, very high once you win the tender. But there's obviously a price competition behind that. And in some other countries, you have more a mix of regional tenders where you still need to compete in that, but it's more scattered. And then you have other markets where it's almost only a retail market with some contracting taking place, where you probably need to have more of a presence and an infrastructure in the market in order to address all the needs of your customers. So it's not, you know, one size fits all. And that's what's making it interesting, obviously, because every marketplace in every country serves their patients in a slightly different way, but in a very efficient and good way as well.
Well, Dr. Pak, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Not So Different. You can find additional information in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.